Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
There is a new Israeli government. There's a new show in town. And we were wondering if the new government could provide South Africa and the South African government an opportunity to reset and reestablish its influence and connection in the region. Joining us on the line is Reverend Kenneth Meshwe. He's the party leader of the African Christian Democratic Party, of course, the ACDP. Reverend, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us so bright and early. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks. And how are you?
I am very good. Thank you. So it's an interesting time because, you know, a lot of the Israel hate was couched in terms of Netanyahu, and he was the devil, he was the bad guy. But now that he's gone, of course, we can start to see on social media they're doing the same thing to Bennett. But does it actually provide an opportunity to the South African government? And if it does, are they likely to take it up?
Well, although it is providing the South African government a good opportunity to improve its relations with Israel, I do not think that it will happen. Because many of those who hate Israel, remember, they are not just hating Benjamin Netanyahu.
Of course.
One of the reasons why, obviously, he was called those many negative names is because the man was determined, the man was bold, the man was not patching when it comes to the issue of the security of Israel. So anybody who'd be strong in matters of security, anybody who'd have a plan to ensure that the enemies of Israel do not succeed in destroying Israel will be called the devil, will be called many other names that were called Benjamin Netanyahu. So I don't see it happen because the hatred of those people who hate Israel is not the hatred for the man himself, although many obviously focused on him, targeted him because he was the leader, he was the prime minister. But many people who hate Israel don't hate the man, they just hate Israel. Mm. And for as long as Israel exists, that hatred will be there. So until people change their attitude and they move away from the hatred and accept the fact that if they talk about a two-state solution, then they must allow Israel also to leave. They must allow Israel to have the right of self-defense. Because if they don't do that, I don't see that even the attitude of South Africa changing, because they do not even condemn Hamas that shoots rockets into populated areas. They are not saying a word about that. They never condemn them, because when they condemn, it's only Israel that is condemned, which is very unfair. So I don't see them changing their attitude until they accept the fact that Israel has the right to exist within safe and secure borders, and those that are attacking Israel should also be equally condemned, something that they don't want to do.
Do you think, I often wonder if they are being fed misinformation or if it's deliberate? Because there's definitely an obscuring of the truth. And we often see that the South African government makes statements and we shake our head in wonder because we can't believe that this is what they think is reality. Or they'll ignore, as you said, the 4,000 rockets that are being fired as though they don't know about it. Is it deliberate or are they listening to the wrong people and therefore getting the wrong information?
I believe it is deliberate. Remember that the ANC for years have been saying to South Africans, do not visit Israel. Don't go there. Mm. And the reason is because there are a number of those that hated Israel, that were supporting the ANC position, who changed their minds after going to Israel. Because they discovered for themselves that the apartheid that they are always talking about is not there. They saw a democracy that is not compared to anything in the Middle East. So many of them who came back with minds that were changed, and they said, but we don't understand the basis of your hatred for Israel and your false allegations. So then they realized that as long as they allow many people to go there, people are going to change their minds. So they are informed. They know very well what is happening there. They know that there is no apartheid, so it is deliberate.
Which means that there's very little chance that with a shift in government and even the inclusion of an Islamist party, it's not going to make any difference really because their mind is set up and his mind is set, and they, you know, and once you've decided on a prejudice, there's, it's very hard to change that course of action.
Well, that's for sure. It is not going, I don't see it happening, because now that you are seeing Islamist parties also represented in government, my only concern or my major concern is the issue of security. Is the leftist government going to step back on the hard stance on the message of matters of a security that Benjamin Netanyahu and his government took? And obviously, if they relax and they start thinking that Iran can be a buddy, Iran can be a good friend, Hamas can be a good friend, then they are in trouble. And I would expect Israelis to be vigilant, particularly on the matter of security.
Yeah, and in fact, we've seen that with the South African government. Their friends are Cuba, Iran, Hamas. That's those seem to be the places that they are, and the people that they are most attracted to. Which is so strange, because we see Cyril Ramaphosa in Europe at the conferences, and that's another side of it. And we, you know, I keep looking at that and thinking, how do we reconcile the two? How does he sit with these global leaders with Biden and with Macron, and on the other hand, support places like Iran, like people, organizations like Hamas and Cuba, etc. It's almost schizophrenic.
The unfortunate thing is that the majority, as far as I'm concerned, of people in governments and political leaders and national leaders, I personally believe majority of them are hypocrites. You are right that it's surprising to know that our government, even Cyril Ramaphosa, is shaking hands and is good friends of those that many in the West are calling them enemies. And yet when they meet, they never raise this issue. I don't remember the G7 confronting Ramaphosa and the others upon about their embracing of terrorists, communists, and so on, people that they regard as a danger to society. They keep quiet about those matters. So there are areas where when it suits them publicly, they speak like people who are totally, totally against the philosophies of some of these organizations and governments. And yet when they have the opportunity to raise the issues, they keep quiet about them. So it is hypocrisy. Unfortunately, there are many hypocrites in politics.
And it's so interesting, because even the use of the word terrorist, the anti-Israel lobby has made it so hard to use that word, because the minute we say Hamas is a terrorist, they say, well, yes, so the ANC was declared a terror organization as well. So what they've done is totally delegitimized any form of expression. You know, of course, the next step is to say, well, are you saying, you know, because ISIS is a terrorist organization, the ANC was like ISIS? Of course not. But yet somehow we have been precluded from using all of this terminology and real terminology like apartheid, like terrorism and genocide, words that actually used to mean something no longer do. It's such a dangerous and sad situation.
I agree with you, and people of truth should not be backing down. They should continue to use those words as you hear me using it. All right? Because the ANC should be brave enough to say, even though we were fighting for our liberation, we were also involved in terrorist activities, but we are no more. Okay? I don't mind the mistakes I made in the past, or the means I used, which were not very noble, and in order to achieve a goal. If I did that, then I say, well, indeed, I did do that. But now, I am no more doing that. So I encourage those who are also involved in matters that I was involved in to also change, as we have changed. Okay? So for them to say, don't use that word terrorist anymore, I would never agree with that. For those who say we should never talk about genocide, I will never agree with that. Genocide is genocide. And we that love the truth should not allow the liberals that want to accept every wrong thing under the sun to go ahead with that and stop us from using words that we know are still meaningful and words that are best explaining and describing the situation that we are facing today and the acts of some people. I mean, if you want to put, if you, maybe let me say this. Before I joined, I saw that there were some female terrorists, okay? Female terrorists who attacked. One of them wanted to attack a tent full of soldiers. Is that not a terrorist action? Now, we should say it is a terrorist action, all right? So to attack people that are innocent, attack people who are not fighting, I think it's terrorism. And we must be able to say it's terrorism.
In other words, call it like it is. That is unfortunately where we need to leave it. Fantastic to speak to you, Reverend Kenneth Meshwe, party leader of the African Christian Democratic Party, speaking to us this morning, talking about the South African government and the approach to Israel. It